Thousands of Americans have gone to Iraq not to fight, but to attempt to rebuild the war-ravaged country. Many are young and idealistic. In Baghdad's Green Zone, in the hall that now houses the Iraqi National Assembly, there's a piano, a Steinway Concert Grand, and it's there that some of these young Americans gather at day's end to relax. NPR's J.J. Sutherland recorded some of their thoughts.
My name's Chris Surjak. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I just turned 30 years old. I'm an engineer working on water infrastructure. And I've been in Iraq for almost 5 months. I want to be part of something, of the biggest thing going on in, probably in my generation, the biggest thing that chances are that I'll see in my lifetime. I was bored at home, and this sounded like something fun to do.
I wouldn't say it's fun. It's interesting. This is by far the most interesting thing I've ever done in my life. My name is Tim Nelson. I'm 28 years old. I grew up in Michigan, and I'm working on reconstruction efforts here inside Iraq.
My name is Timothy Reuter, and I'm 27 years old, from Washington, D.C. originally. And I'm working as a program analyst on the reconstruction. This experience has been pretty surreal from start to finish. In some ways, we're a bit isolated from the country, and you know, you're hanging out with the same people who you work with and you eat meals with. In some ways, it's a little like summer camp. But then something will happen, like somebody will die, and all of a sudden you realize where you are in the middle of a war zone, and that what's going on is very serious, and what you're doing impacts many people's lives.
We go out in armored vehicles. We drive fast. More often than not, we'll drive against traffic. You don't get to see a lot because you're looking through very thick bulletproof glass, and everything's whipping by pretty quick. You just kind of put your head down, and so far, touch wood, in 5 months, never had a problem.
I'm trying to learn as much as I can about the Middle East. That's where I'd like to make my career, and I think the only way to understand what's going on here is to see it oneself. I'd like to make a difference here, but I'm not sure how much I can do at this point, being very low on the food chain and also being part of a very large machine. But I'm hoping the experiences I gain here will allow me to make a positive impact farther down the line when I do have more responsibility.
It's kind of forming a little seed in the back of my mind that will always be there and always kind of affect whatever I do.
That was Tim Nelson, Timothy Reuter, and Chris Surjak. And on the piano, Chopin's Nocturne in C-sharp minor was played by a government official who would only perform on background. This is All Things Considered